This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Monday, President's Day. I want to hold you too tightly. That's bad English, by the way. Holding you tight is not the way. It's an adverb modifying an adjective, so it needs to be holding you tightly. All right, so we'll hold you tightly. Jay, I'll hold you tightly. Jennifer, I'll hold you tightly.
What if it is ending in really tight? It would be really tight, right? Not really tightly.
You use the ly. Well, it's a misplaced modifier if you do that. You wouldn't really tightly. Yeah, no, you could say really tightly. That'd be okay. It would pass muster.
I got it. Everybody's
still get the A plus.
Yes, right. You got to have an A.
Keep holding me. That's all I keep saying.
That's it. Hold me, thrill me. One of the greatest love songs of all time, Mel Carter, Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me. You familiar with that song?
Yeah,
fabulous. Oh, my God.
Covered.
What a great, great song that is. The Good Day program brought to you by Progressive Insurance. If you're looking for a career path, here's an idea, Jennifer. If you can't make it in radio, you can go work for Progressive. You can have flexible hours. You have great pay, benefits, all the good things you don't get in radio. Go to progressive.com. Yes, we can all speak to that. /careers and apply online. All right, you can do that.
Just go to that.
Why is everybody being so quiet? Why are you being so quiet? What's
not
going on?
I'm still thinking of grammar in my head, to be honest with you.
Oh, really? You're not going to enjoy. Okay, all right. All right, what? Do you have the song? Go ahead. Play the song. Yes. There it is. Oh, my God.
Just hold me, make me tell you I'm in love with you.
All right, this is how sappy I am. Last night, Daisy and I have had a busy weekend, and I got into the house a little after 8 o'clock, and I fixed dinner for the two of us. It wasn't the same dinner, but we had dinner together. And I turned on television, and there was an old Ryan Reynolds movie with Elizabeth Banks. He's telling the story of his love life to his daughter. Do you know, I can't remember what the name of the movie was.
He's telling the story to the daughter, and she's trying to figure out which of these three women
is the mother.
Yeah, right. Rachel Weisz is in it. That's a cute one. What is it called again?
I forget what it was called, but it was just one of those. All I could think of as I was watching it was singing along on Saturday when I was in Pennsylvania listening to Sirius. Mel Carter came on a couple of times during the day on different channels, and this song, you open the windows and you just let it rip. You really
share with the world.
Share it. I'm going down the highway at 70 miles an hour. It's snowing. That's one of those songs. It just is.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Maybe is that movie.
Definitely Maybe. That's right. Thank you. Yep.
Yeah,
very cute.
Like I've seen that one. It's cute.
Yeah, it's cute. Very cute movie. Today is President's Day, federal holiday. The only people on the air are the good ones who are on the air live, like me, Jennifer, Jay. Jennifer, you're doing your program on KRLA, too, right?
Tonight. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, George Washington had a birthday, EIEIO, and Abraham Lincoln had one. So Georgie the Wash's birthday is the 22nd. I'm trying to remember, I think Abraham Lincoln was the 14th. And we had two, I remember, yeah. So we used to have 2 days off when I was a kid. And then they put them into,
yes, it was
into,
Lincoln's
right?
birthday and Washington's birthday. And then they
right.
got smart.
You're right. No, the unions got together and pushed Congress to adapt the three-day weekend thing. So we had President's Day and they got a three-day weekend. So at any rate, I have a couple of jokes for you to think about. Ladies, you ready?
Yes, we love jokes.
Okay. Let's see here. Why did Lincoln wear a tall black hat? Such like Johnny Carson and Ed, to keep his head
how
warm.
How tall was it? keep his head warm. Very good.
Let's see. Why did George Washington have trouble sleeping? Because he couldn't lie.
Oh, he could not tell a lie. Yep.
Okay.
Huh.
Let's see if there's something.
Two best? Come on. Give us a third. Redeem.
No, I'm not doing that. Well, here's something that was attributed by their, I guess, okay, here's what I want to know. Do you know who J. Danforth Quayle was?
All those who, dad.
No.
J. Danforth Quayle. I'm out.
That was his real name. Dan Quayle's name was J. Danforth Quayle, who was the vice president to George H.W. Bush.
Oh. 1989.
Right. Yep. Okay. You know who Vice President George Clinton, who he served with? This is a real moldy oldie.
Hayes.
No. Madison. All right, let's see. These are bad, too, right? Bad. George Dallas. Okay, James. The city of Dallas was named after George M. Dallas, who was the vice president to which Democratic president? I'll give you a hint.
James, go.
It was before...
You were
it was before
born.
Abe Lincoln.
Oh, okay. Well, that helps. Yeah. As I vigorously type on Google, I'm not sure.
Yeah, right.
I'm not sure. Tell me.
James Polk, one of the least distinguished presidents of the United States.
Well, that's why I didn't remember. I barely remember.
And you know what his nickname was, right?
Polk Saladini?
No. His nickname was Slow. Slowpoke.
Slowpoke?
There's a joke. That's a good one.
Thanks. I didn't have to read it. That was good.
Quit this why we are quite ahead. All right. Okay. So, the FBI was in Framingham over the weekend. You're going to ask why would the FBI be in Framingham over the weekend?
Why?
The feds have taken a Framingham man into custody, saying he took part in the January 6th riots. His name is Thomas Method, charged with a felony, obstruction of an official proceeding. So my question is, let's see, today is February the 19th, 2024. Hello, this is almost like a knock-knock joke. What in the world? There was a doctor from Ashland who was charged with taking...
And what pray tell did he do? Did he walk in there? Oh, was he just on a, you know, what was he doing in there?
Well, let's see here. He's alleged to have taken part in the riot at the Capitol in protest of the Congress meeting to confirm the electoral votes electing Joe Biden. There's nothing specific. He was identified through phone records. His phone was pinged several times in the area of the protest. When interviewed by the feds back in April of last year, they said he admitted to going to Washington, going into the building, but said he didn't believe that it would break down into the violence that it did.
Right.
Authorities say he claimed that he would not have gone if he had known that. So what the hell are they arresting him for?
So now we're going to throw him in jail. Perfect.
What is this about? I mean, I'm not a fan of what happened on January 6th by any stretch of the imagination. There was a Natick town meeting member who was inside the Capitol during the riot. There are 1,313 people who have been arrested so far for taking part in the riot. So you know what this does? It waters down the real bad guys in this. There were about 40 or 50 people who should have been arrested and should go to jail. Why are we talking to 1,300 people?
I would say their number's probably 10, to be honest with you.
Maybe.
They've been accused of, you had some people who, you know, were vandalizing stuff, and there were about 10 of them. There wasn't one weapon that was brought in by these so-called insurrectionists. Not one.
That's very exasperating. I mean, I believe my friend Jay is happy to call me an anarchist, and I've been called that before, and I admit to it. I don't like the government. I don't like the political parties. I don't like the system. I love the country, but I don't like what's going on. And the essence of what we have here is this, frankly, I think it's borne out in this stuff with Trump on Friday with a $330 million fine for doing what 90% of business is doing in this country.
What's now going to happen, the truck drivers are saying, well, we're not going to go into New York anymore. We're not going to deliver anything into New York. We're tired of it. We're not going to do it. So the truck drivers, there's a group of truck drivers who are now saying they're going to protest New York because of this.
Yeah. It's really getting to be sick. Crazy. All right, here's something that's a little more pleasant. There's a survey out of people, you know, it's Valentine's Day, and so I saw this the day after Valentine's Day. The expectation is that engagements, that is the number of people who say they want to get married, will go up for the first time since before the pandemic. A lot of people are just living together, more convenient, why get married when you're going to get divorced? That's what half of them say, literally. Why get married when we know it's not going to last? And, you know, there's something to be said for that, frankly. The wedding industry planners
have weddings, too, because of COVID and people getting shut down and big groups and, you know, all that.
Yeah. No, that's true. Right.
Well, so if you go into a marriage thinking you will get divorced, then, yeah, for sure, don't get married.
Nah. So Brides Magazine, ladies, you'll be excited to know I'm looking at Brides Magazine, suggests that there will be 2.5 million couples getting engaged this year. There's the stat, boys and girls. 18 after, this is Good Day.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or hiring someone to move your piano instead of doing it yourself. So, do things the better way. Bundle home and auto and save up to 25% with Allstate.
Bundle savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Super shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now 23 after the hour. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on our February 19th get-together, a holiday for some folks. That's okay. We're here live as usual because we want to be. We like to be. And in this portion of the program, we bring folks up to date on a lot of things that are trending celebrity-wise on social media. You can also comment on some of the things that we say by going to Good Day Networks, because that's how you reach us at all of the social media platforms. In the trending department in this hour, one of the top 10 people is Michael J. Fox. And he was at the BAFTAs, which is the British equivalent of the Oscars, and made an appearance last night. You know, he has this Parkinson's problem. He's had it for quite a long time, living very well with it, continuing his acting. I thought he was very good when he played a lawyer in what was the name of The Good Wife?
Oh, The Good Fight? The Good Wife.
Yeah. No, well, he was in The Good Fight, too. But he started with The Good Wife. Anyway, he is 62 years old, and he is in a wheelchair now. There still was whatever. He was there to hand out a prize, and he had a very interesting interaction with Anna Waddingham, who has become a big star in England, frankly, because of her being in Ted Lasso, which is an American show, which is more popular in England than it is here, and it's very popular here. Anyway, so some of the words from Michael J. Fox coming right up here.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This is award season, as you know, beginning of the year. We're, by the way, 13% through the year, Jay, in case you're keeping track of it. 13% of the year is gone already. So the BAFTAs are like the Academy Awards. By the way, did you see the People's Choice Awards last night? I have rarely seen a show that was that bad. Awful.
It was awful. Good. I missed it. I saw the beginning part of the NBA All-Star game, like all of the opening stuff, and then I went to bed. I was tired.
Yeah. I watched this People's Show. I like the award shows because I want to see these stars. That's why people watch them. They want to see who's having dinner with whom, who's talking to whom, you know, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And the People's Choice Award, which normally is a pretty good show, some unknown host, I don't know who this guy was, and the people that they were focused on were, it wasn't a focus on the entire audience, it's just a focus on all the new stuff, which doesn't register with people my age. It just doesn't. So anyway, I paid attention to the BAFTAs, where Michael J. Fox was nominated for Best Documentary, the story of him. Davis Guggenheim had done a documentary about how he's lived since the 1990s when he was diagnosed as having a Parkinson's problem that has gotten worse. So he's in a wheelchair now, but he got up. He stood at the podium to hand out the prize to Christopher Nolan for Oppenheimer. That's what won for the Best Film Award. And he had he was with Hannah Waddingham, and he inspired the audience. They were all in tears as he told some of his stories. So congratulations to him for just being there, frankly. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. The reasons for using it go on and on. One of the things that I like about it, and so do the doctors that I have on Good Day Health, is that the research that was done used science-based research.
Yeah, and you know, it works the opposite of most weight loss products. So most weight loss products are working against your body's natural processes. They are appetite suppressants. They are stimulants or drugs, which is why with a lot of those products, you have rebound weight gain. It can even be more than what you started out with. But when you're talking about Calitrin, it's working with your body. It's basically giving your body back what it had when it was younger so it runs more efficiently.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
Well, we've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Top lot.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The upcoming crewed rocket launch from Florida Space Coast scheduled for next month, March 1st. NASA said three astronauts and a cosmonaut will embark on a Falcon 9 rocket from SpaceX to the International Space Station and spend 6 months conducting research. Former President Trump has been ordered to pay more than $350 million in his New York State civil fraud trial. He's also facing a 3-year ban on conducting business in New York State. A former FBI informant facing charges for allegedly lying about President Biden's involvement in his son Hunter's foreign business dealings. Egypt reportedly building a refugee camp near the Gaza border in anticipation of a potential conflict if Israel attacks the southern city of Rafah. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
This is Miles Fisher saying that you should have a good day. Listen to my gramps on the radio.
Get off my plane.
There it is, from the American President. That was one of the good action flicks. Harrison Ford's been great in action flicks, and he was really very good in that movie, which gets played all the time. You can always pretty much find that on one of the movie channels or one of the secondary cable channels. So, because it's such a popular movie, and it works well on President's Day, for sure, 34 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Murray Geller is going to join us in a few minutes. He doesn't like to talk about politics, but I am going to ask him about Netanyahu, and then we'll see what he says about Netanyahu, how inspiring he is with the people who are standing behind him and all the activity. I'm reminded of a quote that is used often by Americans and used around the world in various translations because it is so apt. Nothing succeeds like success. Get a little success and then get a bit more, right? Success a little bit small. What is the one small step for man, one giant step for mankind? That's kind of what you know, when you think about what life is all about, it's one step at a time. Whether you're in one of Trump's new sneakers or not, steps are very important. Matter of fact, the vital signs that we have, you know, the health and well-being of Americans as we get older, fitness is important to us. And so the, you know, when you look at the way people walk, I don't know why I'm fascinated by the way people walk. I watch them walk, men, women. And so if you've ever been to a runway to see a model, you know, presenting new clothes, I went to one of those once. And I, you know, you watch them walk. It's a far cry from how regular people walk, for sure. Yet the uniqueness of our walks and our gait, very interesting. And if you watch somebody and you watch the way they walk and how big their steps are, you can get a pretty good handle on what kind of shape they're in, their constitution. So just if you're, this is an observation that I suggest as you look at people and you see their gait. Sometimes people are, as they get older, they're sick and their thing, you know, doesn't work quite as well. The movements, some people drag their feet, some people cross their legs as they walk, you know, things like that. But it's important to remember that the more steps you take, no matter what your gait, the healthier you will be. Just a word to the wise, hopefully that's helpful. I have something else that is a wise thought from a fellow who is, well, I guess some people think I'm wise, so I'm taking you away from the hoopla that surrounded the fellow that started MyPillow. It's very political, you know, everything's political today. But I will tell you what he makes in his factory, or what the 1,500 employees that are working in that factory make, is far from ordinary. It really is a great American story. MyPillow. And the fact that they are back advertising is good. It's a good sign. And so what they've done using my code DS is offer you 50% off on the MyPillow 2.0, 50% off on the new flannel sheets, 50% off on towel sets, and you name it, they've got it on sale. Go to MyPillow.com. Look at the brochure that's loaded. Let's see, how many pages are there in this brochure? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 pages of things. Using the promo code DS, you get all kinds of savings on the queen size pillow, the king size pillow, the regular premium My Pillows on sale, and you can get different fittings to, you know, they like to not just put a pillowcase on them, but have a fitted pillowcase so as to protect you from whatever maybe, you know, gets into the pillow from time to time. There are blankets, pajamas, bathrobes, everything is on sale, 50% off. Just go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Doug. No, sorry, that's for, I get confused as to what, that's for the Doug code is for the stakes. No, this is, use the promo code DS, all right, at MyPillow.com. DS for 50% off and everything and free shipping. All right, so that takes care of that. And yeah, let's, I want to bring you into a discussion. This is a story of a young girl. She rushed onto the train tracks to save the life of a woman in a wheelchair. I was going to do this when we were talking about Michael J. Fox being in a wheelchair, but didn't have time. This is the story of a teenage girl from Tennessee being hailed as a hero today for risking her life to save another person. Lily Baker is her name. She saved this woman in a wheelchair from getting hit by a train at a railroad crossing. The woman is in one of these electric wheelchairs, and it got stuck on the crossing. And so this young 18-year-old saw the woman in the wheelchair, and so she, with seconds to spare, this is like a movie, right? She jumps into action, she runs and pushes this lady's her wheelchair out of the way 2 seconds before the train goes onto the tracks in that exact spot. Right? Anyway, so this she was in a car. She saw this lady, and she jumped out of the car and pushed her out of the way. Wow. What a story that is, right? A woman in a wheelchair said she couldn't walk, so she couldn't get out of the wheelchair. And so she thought she was going to get killed. And thanks to this 18-year-old girl, high school senior, studying to be a nurse, she didn't even think about it. She said, I just did it. It was instinctive. It was 18 inches away from the train. And 1 to 2 seconds. That's my God. Think about that, right? She says, I have no regrets for trying to help. If I did die, I would have died trying to save somebody. It would have been okay. But she didn't think about any of that stuff. She just instinctively did it, which is the best sign of the best kind of person who gives and doesn't take. God love her. Good for her. In a moment, we'll go to Israel and talk to Uri Geller for our visit right after these words.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? I haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text FLASH to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text SLASH to 321-321. That's FLASH to 321-321.
All right, now 43 at the hour. It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. The essence of my friendship with Uri Geller is very deep. We are better than great friends. We enjoy each other's company. We love and respect each other. I find him to be not only a fascinating motivator, but he's just the epitome of a good friend. And so I concern myself with him because he's moved back to Israel. He lived in the United States at the height of his career. He went to England and lived there for a number of years and then decided he and his family wanted to go back to their native Israel, which is great until you get into situations like we're in right now. So what is it every week when we talk, I like to have you bring us up to date on what's going on, what your experiences have been, Uri. So what's it like? What's today like in Israel?
Okay, first of all, Doug, you know that I'm also every week on British news.
Yes.
And yesterday I revealed something quite exclusive, and I'm going to reveal it to you because I doubt that this is reported in America. But, Doug, you know that, for instance, the British media and probably the American media is not giving the full picture of what is really going on in Gaza.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm going to give you here, Doug, right here on your show, for the first time, information which is not being reported on other channels and other radio shows. Look, Doug, I'm giving you an exclusive. Listen carefully. First of all, for the first time, Israel has now revealed the names of 12 UNRWA staff who actually took part in the 7th of October massacre.
Doug, what UNRWA, is UNRWA? Uri, what's UNRWA?
Remember UNRWA? Let me tell you. Give me a chance. UNRWA is a United Nations agency for Palestinian refugees. Okay? We now know exactly who these people are. One is a social worker, one is a clerk, one is a math teacher, and one is even, and listen to this, one is even an elementary school teacher who went out and slaughtered people. And they're all terrorists, all these UNRWA workers, who, at least these ones, who were revealed by the Israelis, by IDF, and they were active members of Hamas. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. Just realize, Doug, that last year, let's focus on Britain. Britain gave £16 million, which is about $20 million, which could have gone to the British or to the American, because the Americans are giving millions and millions to UNRWA. It could have gone to the health services in America, but instead it went to terrorists. And I say to the Americans, to the British people, to the Germans, to the Italians, stop funding UNRWA. Stop funding murderers. And this was quite a big revelation. And we are digging now into the schools, the hospitals, and we're finding documents, incredible documents, laptops. So, yeah, this is breaking news. And, wow, I can't believe it, that for decades and decades, America is funding UNRWA. And UNRWA is basically, in my opinion, an arm of Hamas.
Go ahead, Ernie.
Yeah, also, what was found there, Hannah just reminded me, is a huge box full of medicines that were meant to be given to the hostages. Now, they were meant to be given by the Red Cross. And, you know, they were found in the Nasser Hospital, dumped. And these are life-saving medicines. Unbelievable. Among the boxes, they found grenades, machine guns, RPGs, mines. I mean, the hospitals were actually Hamas bases. Yes, there were sick people there, but then the next room from where the sick people were lying was Hamas headquarters. We're discovering all this now. I think Israel is pretty shocked because we didn't realize the extent to which Hamas riddled these hospitals, and there are many hospitals in Gaza, and created out of the hospitals their headquarters.
You know, as a person who's a motivator, you got to ask yourself, what is it that motivates these people to do what you've just described? What is there? Is there hate? Is there family? What is it that makes somebody go so far off the cliff?
I will tell you, I think it's everything together. It's hatred. It's ideological beliefs. Unfortunately, you know, a lot of people around the world are being killed in the name of religion. And I think it's a master plan. There's a master plan by extremists, by jihadists to take over the world. And I'm not talking about tomorrow. But 30, 40, 50 years from now, they're penetrating their tentacles into most countries around the world. I mean, I've never Googled, for instance, how many mosques there are in America. Fine, mosque is a place of worship, like synagogues, but there are so many now Muslims going, that not all of them are jihadists, not all of them are terrorists, but I believe that a big amount among them are people who hate Americans. I mean, just Google it. It's unbelievable.
The hatred, generally speaking, is, it's deep-seated, and you're right. It's brought about by the application of religion and religious ideas. And that's
Before you sign, very quickly, children are doctored. They are brainwashed from being children, babies, to carry weapons and kill.
All right. Ernie Geller on Good Day.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Theme. I hope that word is not overused, iconic. It is iconic. This was a great television show. And welcome back, Carter. I got John Travolta. We got him going, basically. So what are we celebrating here, Chucker?
Yes. Back way back in the day, Welcome Back, Carter, which was a popular sitcom, which ran, I believe, initially Tuesday nights at 8:30 following Happy Days before Laverne and Shirley was created. Then they moved it, I think, to Thursday nights at 8 p.m. as an anchor program. Started in September of 1975, ran to May of 1979. John became a movie star when he was cast in Saturday Night Fever in 1977. Then he got Grease, so on and so forth, and the rest is, as they say, movie history. Although he is not one of those actors without big ups and downs. He had some big downs where his career completely stalled out. And then in 94, Quentin Tarantino cast him in Pulp Fiction as Vincent Vega, the hitman, and it revived his career, thus enabling him to do a series of $20 million movies for like a decade. So my favorite Travolta movie, Blowout, from 1980, directed by Brian De Palma, really character driven, an excellent film. I like it a lot. But he turned 70 yesterday, Doug.
Happy birthday to him.
Yes.
I was reading a story about the movie Harry when Harry met Sally.
Mm-hmm.
They changed the script. Did you know this? To a happy ending. He met the director, Rob Reiner. Was talking about the planned ending, but he met his wife, or was making the film, it changed his whole attitude, and so he changed the ending.
Oh, cool.
To the movie that had his mother
in 1989. Listen, that happens. I give you an example. me and my daughter were watching Rocky Balboa, right? And, and at the end of the movie, which I love that film, I think Stallone was like 58 or 59 when he shot it. So at the end of the movie, when he fights the boxer, it ends with a split decision, like the first film, right? And he loses split decision, although it's an exhibition fight. And I told her that there's an alternative ending that was on the Blu-ray you could watch on YouTube where he wins the fight. So we went and watched that out of curiosity. But the ending Stallone put in the movie where he doesn't win is actually the much better ending. I think that happens all the time. They tinker and test, whether the director
apparently,
test audiences.
Billy Crystal talked to Rob Reiner about the ending because he didn't like it either. And eventually Crystal came up with a dialogue that is how the movie ends. He wore a white sweater and jeans that he had at the end of the movie, his birthday, 75th birthday. That's what he wore to his birthday party.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of cute. Yeah.
Listen, it's not, it begin the film. It's how you end it that's the most important. You have to end it well. Because that's what people walking out the door
gonna remember.
The theater will remember the most. Is how did he feel when the movie ended, right?
Yeah, good idea, good ending, be creative, etc. So speaking of that, I looked at a couple of movies. I was thinking of one of the movies yesterday, last night, and I looked at this movie. There are two movies I looked at. The one that has from 50 Shades of Grey.
Madame Web.
There's
only two films that I looked at box office wise. They looked at six day opening weekend because Valentine's, these two movies open on Valentine's Day. Today's President's Day. 1 million in 6 days. That's a good opening. Madame Web did 26 million in 6 days. You know, it's weak. It's a little better than they said, but the reviews on Madame Web.
Not
pretty putrid. Yeah, I mean, that's going to hurt it. It's not.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV. Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere. From dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.